It's the 15th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A visit to a local Victorian jail back in 2018 by government inspectors prompted a call for urgent notification. 6 years later, conditions have deteriorated further at HMP Bedford. HM Chief Inspector of Prisons Charlie Taylor described those conditions in a report. Overcrowding, broken furniture and windows, dirty floors and unsanitary food service areas, graffiti and mould everywhere, as well as multiple pest infestations. In addition, prisoners had no access to training or education, spending as much as 23 hours in their damp cells, all leading to rampant violence. Mohammed Jazin, MP for Bedford and Kempston, said, "If the prison is to remain open, it's clear that immediate action is required." Information provided to police last Tuesday led to a truck search at the Toddington Services rest stop. The vehicle was found to be transporting two adults who were later arrested and a teenager who is now being safeguarded. Residents of Elstow Manor, a care home in Bedford, provided Valentine's Day advice for all those seeking a long-term relationship. Julia Lane, 86, married to 87-year-old Crawford for 63 years, said, "Trusting God, caring for one another and no quarrelling are important lessons. Don't always expect to have your way." Her husband agreed, commenting, "It's all about care and working together, give and take and being balanced." Oliver Waddington, a wellbeing coach, said he enjoyed listening to their relationship advice. Three lions at Whipsnade Zoo, Wokka, Winter and Malik, would like a smell of your unloved Valentine's Day perfumes. The zoo's admission centre is accepting donations, which would contribute to enhancement exercises for the lions, where they use different scents to perfect their hunting skills. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.